You're listening to the Whistle Pulse podcast with me, Laura Hanlon, keeping your finger on the pulse with all the local info you need to know. I've got you covered every weekday morning.
I can't believe it's Thursday already. Good morning. Yeah, Thursday. Wow. And how fun, oh my gosh, was the GLC yesterday with Ski Tour and End to End? Like, wow, how good. Such good energy in there. And yeah, checked my phone, danced a lot of steps yesterday. wow, what a time. And yeah, I hope you stayed hydrated, drank water, because you're going to want to use your legs again today for some power skiing. Yeah, I know. The official report seeing just 10 centimeters this morning, but looks like a little more encroaching on the further up the snow ruler. And with some pretty moderate to high winds in the Alpine, there's going to be some loaded areas, like northwesterly features are going to be looking primed. Yeah, we are due for some potentially higher winds later on today, but at Seventh Heaven, yeah, they were rocking up to 70 kilometers an hour last night, same at the peak, but they have dropped down quite substantially. We're talking less than 40 k's an hour in the high Alpine too. And at the Horseman Hut, -8, -7 at the peak. So really good temperatures means really good snow quality too. And what with a previous 5 centimeters yesterday, we've got, well, in the past 7 days, we've got 21 centimeters, but Tuesday had that, So yeah, the 10 centimeters you're seeing won't be a uniform amount. There will be deeper wind-loaded pockets to get after. And on the webcams, you can see a good dusting of snow retained on the trees. In fact, the snow line all the way down to the valley. Yeah, a little dusting in the valley. The Fairmont Golf Course has had, looks white again, actually. But yeah, the freezing level stayed at about, 1,500 meters last night, 1,400 meters, didn't get above pig alley. So yeah, really great news for groomers as well. It means that they didn't get, really affected yesterday, and they haven't had a massive refreeze. You know, they didn't, there won't be a melt freeze cycle. So yeah, cooler today. Pretty similar to yesterday. We're still talking -5 at the Rendezvous and Roundhouse Lodges. So a freezing level of 1,200 meters expected today with some variable visibility. Hopefully some sunny afternoon breaks again, much like yesterday. How good was that afternoon, that evening alpenglow? Yeah. But light to moderate winds expected too, and pretty seasonal temperatures. So yeah, that's your day. Including, well, groomer-wise, no major standouts. You know, we should compile a list of runs that weren't groomed this season. You know, like Fall Away and Bear Paw, you know? But runs of the day, according to The Hill today, are Honeycomb on Blackcomb and Jeff's Ode to Joy and Harmony Ridge on Whistler. But Ross's goal today is going to be used for a race. Yeah, it's the Kokanee Valley Race Series. Anybody can partake in this, you know, and register. This will be the last opportunity to do it, actually. Yeah, what with one every month. Today is the last one for that, and the race will be happening on Ross's Gold. Yeah, with everyone eligible to win awesome prizes for that race. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is happening today. But the Whistle Blackcomb did put out a press release on their spring operations. Yeah, you know, as well as I do, that initially on the Whistle Blackcomb website, the closing dates for Whistler, it just said, you know, May. There was no specific date. Well, what with Blackcomb closing on April 14th, Whistler will be operating now through till May 20th. Yeah, conditions permitting. And for the spring sightseeing operations, you're going to want to know that Whistler Village Gondola, is going to be open for sightseeing, of course, until that date. And then it'll shift over, due to maintenance, of course, to the Blackcomb Gondola. So then Blackcomb Gondola will be operating for sightseeing from May 21st to June 14th, but there won't be any peak-to-peak access between that time, like May 21st and June 14th. So if you've got family visiting and you want to take them on the peak-to-peak, you won't be able to in that time period. So FYI. But yeah, May 20th, last, that's going to be Gaper Day on Whistler this year. Oh yeah, let's hope that little Whistler pond skim is good to go. That's been, when was it, 2015, Phil? Yeah, June 2nd, so fun. But talking of operations today, well, not operations, if you're traveling further afield, say on the Duffy does have a different avalanche bulletin to us, because for the Sea to Sky, we're looking at still low avalanche hazard, according to the bulletin yesterday in Alpine, treeline, below treeline elevations, with conditions generally safe, but we should be paying attention to the bond of this recent snow as we travel. Whereas for the Duffy, there is still a concern for human-triggered persistent slab avalanches on north-facing alpine slopes with moderate danger in the alpine. Mm-hmm. And yeah, looking at the road webcam on the Duffy this morning, some brighter skies there poking through the clouds. And yes, on the long range, it's still early days, but looks like we're going to see some precip on Wednesday, Thursday. Yeah, after some really warm temperatures again and sunny skies on Sunday, Monday. So yeah, I'll keep you posted on that. But let's give you your road and valley weather report, brought to you by Bryce Morris at Greg Gardner GM in Squamish. Give him a call if you're looking for a new adventure vehicle in the Sea to Sky. Yeah, there was a lot of maintenance notified on Drive BC recently. A lack of like minimal reporting this morning, which is great, but still some maintenance happening today between Whistler and Pemberton. This is northbound. There'll be some single lane alternating traffic in the northbound lane due to some tree work, you know, tree pruning underneath the BC hydro lines there. So be advised, that's near Nairn Falls, that if you're commuting potentially, you know, before 4 p.m. today, between 8 and 4 p.m., you should give yourself ample time for that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but weather-wise, yesterday we had a high of 6.4 degrees in the valley, and we're due a high of 8 degrees today. Even a lightning symbol threatening potentially for a thunderstorm this afternoon. I don't know about that. Having said that, you could see the return of some spring cumulus clouds on Tuesday, which was pretty exciting to see. Yeah, really cool skies on Tuesday. But yeah, definitely a 70% chance of showers this morning with a mainly cloudy day and then partly cloudy afternoon. Like we said, some sunny breaks this afternoon, hopefully, with sunset at 7:39. So it's a Thursday. What events are cracking today, you ask? Well, there is a trivia and taco night happening at the Whistler Racquet Club, along with their twisted trivia night at the Cinnamon Bear Bar and Grill, with it being a Thursday. And of course, karaoke night at the Crystal Lounge tonight. You've got Or Yoga at the Ordain Art Museum this morning at 9:30 as well, if you're looking for a really good opportunity and space to stretch in. $20, I believe, or $5 if you're a member of the Ordain Art Museum. And yeah, tomorrow is a stat holiday. It's Easter, it's Good Friday, which means a couple things. There's actually an opportunity to, an Easter bunny shoot happening tomorrow over the weekend at Blackcomb Spring and Suites. Yeah, between 5 and 6:30, an Easter bunny shoot. Good to know. But also, with it being the Easter long weekend, the food bank and outreach services at Whistler Community Services and Nesters will be closed tomorrow and Monday. So just letting you know if you need or know anybody who needs access to that information. And Whistler Community Services Society are also hiring. They're looking for an administration and customer service support worker. And happening in Spring Creek today is a free hot lunch, a soup and social at the Pearl Space Whistler Drop-In Center. That's at Spring Creek between 12 and 1 today, with a free hot lunch and an opportunity to chat with people from Zero Ceiling, Pearl Space, and WCSS about what's happening in our community. Yeah. What else to let you know? It's a Thursday. The hair farmers have the day off for apres, but I'm looking forward to being back at the GLC on Saturday. Shred Kelly are playing, and they're phenomenal. They're from Fernie, and they'll be playing some classics along with new material from their album that came out in October, Blurry Vision. Yeah, and that's this Saturday, so great opportunity for some awesome Canadian live music. And in answer to someone's inquiry online, where can they repair the BOA system on their snowboarding boots? I wouldn't know the answer to this, but apparently Evolution does. So really great to know that. Figured put that PSA out there. And yeah, super weird. But today I don't know anyone on Facebook that's was born. No birthday shout outs. Weird. So let's jump right into some fantastic throwback facts for you from the fantastic Stinkies on the Stroll. The world's largest dinosaur print at 1.7 meters was found on this day in 2017 in Kimberley, Western Australia. Or did you know that on this day in 1930, the Turkish cities of Constantinople and Ankara, they changed their names to Istanbul and Ankara? Yeah, this day in 1930. Or in 1891, the first world weightlifting championship was won by Edward Lawrence in London. Yeah, I wonder how much weight he lifted, actually, and look into that. Or did you know that, Barbara Streisand, she approached Elvis Presley. She went backstage at one of his shows in Vegas in 1975 and offered him the lead role in her upcoming film, A Star Is Born. Yeah? No, apparently, his manager, Colonel Parker, demanded a bit too much money and top billing. And he didn't take the role. I know. Cool. Did you know also that Led Zeppelin released their fifth studio album, Houses of the Holy, on this day in 73 in the UK? Well, you do now. Or maybe that Phil Collins, Genesis, began their first North American tour since Peter Gabriel left the band on this day in 76? No? Okay. Or the Puff Daddy, he changed his name again. I said on an interview on MTV in 2001 that he now wants to be known as P. Diddy. Oh, okay. Yeah, whatever. But let's give you your joke of the day today, brought to you by Coast Mountain Brewing. What's the best smelling insect? A deodorant. Oh, I love that one. And I'm loving this track of the day, a really fun indie track from a band from Melbourne that came out last month. They're called Glass Beams, the band, and it's their track Mahal. I'm loving the guitar work on this track. Super good. Mahal by Glass Beams is track of the day. And yeah, I'm going to send you on your way for some powder skiing. But yeah, after shaking off my barista cobwebs yesterday at Bread and Creekside, I'll be there again today. So happy Thursday.
The Whistle Pulse podcast is here for you every weekday morning at 7:15-ish and is sponsored by Stinkies on the Stroll. Stroll on down for all your hunger, thirst, sporting and apres needs.